Meet Glenn Kelly.
You can see there are hardwood floors throughout the home. Is that Glenn Kelly?
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn is broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top-producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Tycoon Takeover. I am your host, Glenn Kelly, and also the owner and broker of record of the greatest real estate company on the planet, Glenn Kelly Real Estate. It's been a very tiring past couple of days, a lot of things going on and whatnot. Yours truly hasn't slept in days. Hopefully one day soon that will change. So Tycoon Takeover continues to enjoy unbelievable ratings every single week. And I do want to say thank you to all of our fans and followers that literally are dedicated to the show and whatnot. Thank you so much. It's truly a blessing and an honor to go live every single Tuesday with Tycoon Takeover. Truly humbling. You know, let me tell you that I went live with the news that starting April 26th and throughout the entire rest of the summer of 2016, we are going to be doing live web shows at local venues in Ocean and Monmouth County. It's going to be off the hook. If you are a venue owner, you need to reach out, contact us here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, speak with Jamie Stever. Go log on to glennkelly.com. That's GlennKelly.com. Click on agent, scroll down to Jamie Stever. He will get you hooked up to actually host Tycoon Takeover live at your establishment. That's right. We are going live on tour 2016. It is going to be an amazing summer. Now, if you are a local business owner in Monmouth and Ocean County, New Jersey, take advantage of it. Reach out. Reach out to Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Let's get you on the show. You'll enjoy amazing results. I'm telling you, this is one of the hottest shows in New Jersey. So it doesn't matter whether you're in Ocean or Monmouth County. Log on glennkelly.com today, GlennKelly.com. So the other day, we had another closing here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Kudos to Team Alfano, rocking it once again. This was not an easy deal. Back and forth for months. And you know what? Team Alfano gets the job done one more time. Kudos to Scott and Amber. Much love. You guys are rocking it as usual. You know, moving on, this is going to be a very short live show because we're dedicating this show, and I'm going to get to that in a little bit. We're dedicating this show and next week's show, okay, to past guests that have been on the show. This is an honor and memory of them. So I just want to get a couple of things out right now about the show that's mandatory every single week. And then what we're going to do is we're going to move on quickly. We're going to end the live broadcast, and we're going to go into a rerun of a previous Tycoon Takeover from back in February. So just to get all the logistics out of the way, no matter if you like the bold marketing or our commitment to excellence, especially with our charity involvement, Glenn Kelly Real Estate has built the highest social media score of all time. That is fact. Our followers on social media have exploded. Special thanks to all of our partnerships and sponsorships that we're consistently giving back to our local community. And these integrated charitable involvements range from a host of icons that have partnered with Glenn Kelly Real Estate. We're talking the international band Hoobastank, WWE and TNA icons like Lita, Kurt Angle, the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, Jake the Snake Roberts, Tatanka, Robbie E., who's probably listening tonight. Robbie E., what's happening, my man? Men on a Mission, kudos to my man Oscar. We're going to get to that in a little bit. And Mick Foley. The list goes on and on and on. Who brings it to you? Who brings it to you every single time? Glenn Kelly Real Estate. There is no other. Special thanks to all the names I just mentioned for helping build a charitable community right here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, partnering with New Jersey. We've done amazing, amazing things right here in New Jersey. Congrats to all of the icons and performers for branding with our charitable involvements here. So Tycoon Takeover broadcasts every single Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, and we conduct an open forum live on real estate, money, selling your home, buying a home, no matter what it is. It could be about life, success, relationships, charity, anything you want to talk about. It is fair game to talk about right here on Tycoon Takeover. And like I said previous, we are taking the show live in living color video format starting April 26th as we do the Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly live tour 2016. It's going to be amazing. So we're going to have special guests join us weekly. And our goal is to spread not only the word of Glenn Kelly Real Estate taking over the New Jersey real estate market, but also we focus on our community involvement and our charitable events that we produce every single year. So each and every week will be absolutely, positively, no holds barred. Listeners can ask any question they desire about my company, my agents, myself personally. You could ask for success tips. Maybe you want to talk real estate, finance, whatever it is, you name it. It is open discussion here on Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly. So now that all of the logistics are out of the way, let's focus on a few things. Yesterday, I was live. We had a crazy day yesterday, up early in the morning, out the door and whatnot. We're in Philadelphia for Monday Night Raw, Eternal Tranquility, and Dreams Come True. We had Oscar of Men on a Mission live at Monday Night Raw. Kudos to Oscar. Much love to my man. It was a long, long night. But you know what? Eternal Tranquility and Dreams Come True. It was a huge success. There will be pictures posted and videos posted because it was all for the big show coming up, which is Soulsational July 30th. Saturday, July 30th, you have to check it out. Soulsational. Big props out to my man Danny Cage with the Monster Factory. We will be live. A professional wrestling ring will be live at Soulsational. It's going to be an amazing event. Yours truly is going to step into the ring for charity. More news will be coming on that soon in a very, very future April 26th. We'll probably go news with live with that news on April 26th. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Now, real quick, I just wanted to hit. So we're at Philly. Dreams Come True, Eternal Tranquility. It was dynamite. Awesome time. And then it brings me to my next topic of the actual product of the WWE. We're, I believe, 1 week or 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away from what they're calling the biggest event of all time. We do a lot of our charities with WWE and TNA icons and whatnot. And to see the product live and whatnot in Philly Monday Night Raw, just, oh my God, it was a great time. But the product itself, Vince McMahon, if you're listening, take it from Glenn Kelly. My God, where are you going wrong with the product? Oh my God, it's unbelievable. It was just, the show is just packed and packed with so many commercials live. And then you have, how in the world does Dean Ambrose get into a main event live on national television against Braun Strowman? I mean, it was just an absolute joke. And then Triple H doesn't even show inside the arena. People paid good money. Eternal Tranquility, Dreams Come True, charity's there. You got good money. And next thing you know, he doesn't even show in the arena. So it was just the production of the show. And, of course, everyone who knows me, I've been following it for, my God, 35 years now. and it's been a constant downward spiral. You got it was just absolutely the product itself. Besides the first match, kudos to AJ Styles and Kevin Owens. They put on a great match. All the kids loved it and whatnot. But the rest of the matches were really, really subpar. So just the WWE, man, you got to step up your game here. That was absolutely horrible for a live event. Anyway, moving on, what we're going to do for this particular show and for next week's show is we're going to have a special tribute, okay, to actually have past guests that were on the show be memorialized, okay, and thanking them for coming on the show and whatnot. First, we want to say, first of all, our heartfelt prayers and condolences go out to the Jakku family, family and friends. We just lost Tom Jakku today. It's heart-wrenching to have this conversation. Special prayers and condolences go out to the entire Jakku family. Carl, I'm thinking about you. Love your brother. I know you're going through a tough time right now. That actual wake and funeral is going to take place on Friday. And we'll give out more information on our social media feeds and whatnot. And then my man, Logan Kinkin, passed away. I believe it was last Tuesday. And it might have been Monday or Tuesday. I don't have the actual sheet in here in front of me. But he passed away. And then the beautiful Tiffany Benner passed away this week as well. I believe that was on Tuesday as well. So it's been an unbelievable, heart-wrenching week here for ourselves, our family, our friend, fans and followers and whatnot. It has just been an unbelievable week, to say the least. Anyway, so what we're going to do is we are going to rerun our show back from February, and we are going to right now memorialize and dedicate, pay homage and tribute to Tiffany Benner. Right here, she was a guest on Tycoon Takeover here back in February, and our heart and prayers and sincere condolences go out to everyone, family and friends of Tiffany Benner. May you rest in peace. Thank you for the hope, the encouragement, and the true enlightenment of trying to fight cancer and whatnot. Take a look at CordomaFoundation.org. You'll really learn a lot. We want to end the show right now, and we're going to go live with a rebroadcast so that way we could take a listen, okay, to the amazing and the beautiful Tiffany Benner. Thank you very much for listening to Tycoon Takeover. I am Glenn Kelly. I will be here next week, Tuesday, 9 o'clock, right here on Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly. Thank you, and have a great night.
Meet Glenn Kelly.
You can see their hardwood floors throughout the home. Is that Glenn Kelly?
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn is broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor.